Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of Your Transformation Hub and The Mastery Project. And today we are at episode 39, Five Ways Fate Isn't What You Think. Okay, I'm going to dive straight in. Now, anyone who's listened to other episodes, and I really hope you have, you're going to know that I'm kind of the choice queen, and I champion free will, and I champion the opportunity to move forward with both cosmic and common sense, because I believe that we have, particularly in this era on our planet, a lot of opportunities to harness our infinite potential, our immense capabilities, raise our consciousness, and have a great time doing it. So, number one, well, I'm also a bit of a setup queen, and in number one, I want to look at the definition of fate. Now, fate is a bit of a foggy concept. A lot of people will say fate is a road ahead in one's life, that it's pre-chosen before one is born, and as a result, we've got to walk it, you've got to suck it up, you've got to do it, no matter what, because if essentially you haven't really got any choice, or you chose it all before you arrived. Now, personally for me, I think it's really important that we look at fate in the sense of how we perceive ourselves as part of that concept, and also whether that concept has any particular alignment with ourselves or any hold over ourselves. So I'm not saying fate is bad, but I do put the word fate, all right, in the limited category. Now, if you believe for you that fate is mystical, then perhaps you're basically putting fate and destiny together. Now, I'm going to do an episode on destiny, don't worry, because I personally believe that destiny is a lot about what we create and how we evolve, transform, and elevate our consciousness to expand what perhaps we thought we could do, and then we move beyond it and keep evolving. So, fate for me is not that place. Fate is having a bit of a limited view of oneself, and that goes with the sense of fulfillment, meaning, and purpose being directly linked to what has already been chosen. So I personally say, please don't look at fate in that fashion for yourself, because you're not going to be able to expand your consciousness if you do, because you're going to be keeping looking at the limitations or looking at the absence of choice in your life rather than amplifying choice. So number one for me, yes, I believe the concept of fate is limited and it comes from everything being predestined. But I'm not encouraging or supporting anyone to choose that, all right? Just clarifying, and I think clarity is a very important thing in our world right now. Okay, number two. Now, a lot of people go, oh, you can't avoid your fate. Right then, so what I'd like to say is one side of fate is that we can see people sort of stumbling around a little bit, maybe walking down a corridor in life, and they keep bouncing off one wall or the other one. And so they're actually perhaps potentially doing their life the hard way, struggling a bit, or having the same lesson, the same issue that needs to be learned, presented to them multiple times, but not necessarily understanding it. So I think that's why fate as a concept can gain some traction, if you will, or have some meaning in our world, because people think, oh no, you do have to learn. And I totally agree. There can be aspects of our self, our experiences, the sum total of the experiences of who we are and how we are becoming greater, becoming more of our essential self. And so we've got memories of that struggle. We've got memories about how we used to do it, whether it's our childhood, this lifetime, whether you believe in past lives. But there's all of that experience inside ourselves. And the more we're linearly conditioned to do something in a certain way, the more likely we are to draw on that. And particularly if we're in shock or in a very dramatic or frightening circumstance, a lot of the human reaction to that is to rush into our minds and to rely on what we know rather than to remain open. And that's totally understandable, because that's the nature of fear for a lot of us. So the key with fate is that I think fate is actually trying to message us, all right, not necessarily to be limited, but it's that concept of if certain things recur in your life, all right, don't avoid them, but go within yourself, step back and have a look-see at what keeps repeating itself. And I don't personally believe that's fate telling you. That's about your own capabilities to process your life. Now, if we put things off, then often we're going to get into a situation where they become quite extreme or quite uncomfortable or quite unpleasant before we address them. So I do believe for a lot of people, if you substitute fate for learning, then that's a very healing place and also a very helpful place. So if you're seeing things repeating themselves, step back and go, what is the repetitive theme? Am I resisting taking action? Am I diving in and resisting receiving help? Am I being over controlling? Am I in denial? You know, just don't want to look at it, don't want to deal with it. Or is it appearing so complicated that it's upsetting me that I just go, oh, it's just overwhelming and I can't handle it? So the key with this aspect of harnessing the learning is to say to yourself, hey, if I do step back, everything can find its sort of temporary balance point, the drama can sort of disappear or dissolve away, a little bit like fog, and I can see it a little bit clearer and hopefully be able to ask myself in my heart, through the balance point of self, you know me, heart-mind alignment, I'm big on that, find that alignment and then say, what do I actually want to achieve? What do I want to create as a result of this? So not to look at struggle, not to be fated to struggle, not to be in pain or hardship, but also to say it's got a lot harder because I haven't actually been looking at what I need to learn. So we know the universe is actually secretly attempting to help us, all right? It will constantly represent certain aspects until we do learn it. And it is not the intention of the great, beautiful cosmic consciousness to make us suffer. But our ego can be, the limited part of us, quite resistant to learning. So the key is, you're not fated to suffer, but are you learning and are you prepared to look honestly at what's in front of you and say, hey, I've made other plans, I don't want to suffer, but I do need to have an alternative path and I need to take responsibility for that path. Okay, now number three. Now this is quite a complicated sort of aspect of what people see fate as or can see fate as. Now it is karma, all right, being involved with one's fate, one's path forward in life. So if you've been a baddie, if you've been violent, you've cheated people, you haven't been looking at what goes around comes around and being kind and treating everyone as you would like to be treated, then you can have created quite a lot of learning in the unloving karma division. So it could be a life where you feel that a lot of people treat you badly, or situations in your world are hugely strugglesome and things don't go your way, or, you know, a lot of people can say they've just got, they're fated to have bad luck. Now, for me, again, our ego, our limited self, can often reach for a multiple of social constructs or conditioning in order to keep us in a certain cube, if you like, inside the cube of the beliefs of struggle, suffering, lack and loss, scarcity and inability. So for me, I don't blame fate. All right, I don't think blame is a healthy place to be. It's a conditioned one that we often find ourselves moving into, but hopefully we can step away from. But fate can get blamed, all right, for a lot of these aspects along with karma. So for me, I do believe that our consciousness is incredibly expansive and it is a wholeness, a unity. For example, I believe personally that all times coexist. And whether we see what we did in the past as, you know, not the most conscious or aware, or if we are looking to have an uplifting and loving future, what we do now is, of course, our free will and our connection that can energize whatever path that we take. So don't blame fate if you get stuck in a corner in life, if things haven't gone your way or you've had a particularly rough time of it. But equally, make sure that you are believing in yourself and perceiving yourself as capable as moving forward with a co-creative harmony, rather than one that the ego, the limited part of ourselves, can start saying, well, it was like that last time, so why wouldn't it be that this time? Or I can't change because I've got no choice. Or I can't change because this way in my life is the only way I can look at myself, perceive my circumstance. So all these the only way, or all these only got one choice, or haven't got a choice, all right, are derived from limitation and from that limited perspective of ourselves. That's why I'm not that keen on fate, because it does have a lot of baggage, all right? So if you do believe you're connected, of course we are connected to our lineage, our ancestors, our previous incarnations. We're connected to all of the conscious experience that we've been harvesting in this world and continue to do so. But again, all of that is still under the dominion of our free will and what we choose now. So I personally believe that you can rebalance into an incredibly loving incarnation. It might feel a bit odd or a bit difficult or a bit unusual if you're stepping forward with those changed perspectives. But it's only because that limitation can sometimes feel more powerful because it's conditioned. So for example, if you went to any type of alternative ancient system, so astrology reading or any type of consciousness sort of exploration and the magical, mystical elements of the unknown or the immaterial, then just remember it's always self-loving and always helpful to you to see that there is this whole beautiful cosmos out there. It's neutral, it's not blaming, damning or judging, and this energy is there to fuel your life. All right, so again, you want to fuel the construct, the foundation that's going to help you the most, and choice is definitely where that's at. So does fate mean that you're stuck with bad karma? No. All right, and you can choose differently, but sometimes when we have been conditioned, like I've said, in unself-loving behavior, it's going to take quite a lot of persistence and commitment to keep overwriting or dissolving or a bit of both how we used to be, and laying a new path and embracing the alternatives and the effort that it takes to choose those. Alrighty, number four. Well, one of the best ways, I think, to move out of, if you consider fate to be conditioned with no choice, is to look at the two paths, the two great paths of life. One is a way follower and one is a way shower. Now, for a lot of people, way showing is considered to be fighting against the system or a degree of innovation or a degree of individuality that everyone else is going to judge or blame or laugh at. So what I will say is, if you want to be a way shower, yes, you are going to be building to some degree, and often to a large degree, a pathway of innovation. And that's not for everyone, I get that. But I think it's degrees. So I always say to people, you can be a rebel with a cause without conflict. So just because you're a way shower doesn't mean to say you have to do extraordinarily difficult things or things, you know, that are incredibly courageous that other people would quake in their boots to choose. So I personally believe the way showing element is someone who is prepared to listen to their heart, listen to their gut, listen to their intuition, listen to a multiple of alternatives, rather than be a way follower, which is much more in the fate mold, like you've got limited choices and you've just got to be that because that's what, for example, your parents believed, or that's what happened last time, or that's what your world is appearing to reflect to you. So the key with way showing, excuse me, is simply to be in a space where your choice matters, your heart and what your intuition is telling you matters. And as I said, it doesn't have to be an extreme demonstration of your creativity or your strength or your fortitude in innovation. It can simply be that you are fulfilled every day of your life by following that combination of cosmic and common sense. Okay, last one today. There's never been a better time to transform. And so my simple ending today is that if you believe that you are fated and you don't have a choice, just realise that you might be shutting out a whole amazing phase that we're moving into now. And I'm not trying to convince you out of it, but I am simply saying if you are, and you are, such a fabulous, wonderful, unconditionally loving soul, and you have so much potentiality, infinite in truth, then why not build your fate into a destiny? All right, give yourself those steps where you are your magical, mythological and capable person that actually you're excited to adventure into. Okay, it's been my pleasure today to talk about fate. And if you like this content, please don't hesitate to visit yourtransformationhub.com and look at the podcast section. We've got lots and lots of episodes. I think there's over 50 now. And yeah, dive in, listen, enjoy. Thank you very much.